Democratic congressional candidate Dana Bolter officially launched the petitioning process to get her on the ballot Saturday morning. Bolter ran against Representative John Katko in 2018, but lost in the general election. Now she seeks the nomination again, but without being the party's designee for the position. She's running against Francis Knoll and Roger Misso in the June 23rd primary.
This is when it really gets good. We have just legions of volunteers out knocking on doors and talking to voters, and that is the most exciting part. I mean, that's why we do this, right? Politics is about people. It is a thrill to get out there and talk to voters, to hear from them about the things that matter to them the most, to be able to talk about what we're fighting for, and to feel the energy in the community for change.
In her speech to a large group of volunteers and campaign staff in the campaign's new office in Syracuse, Bolter focused on defeating Katko.
In a moment in our history that calls for political courage, moral clarity, and bold leadership, John Katko gives us none.
Bolter also held a free breakfast for supporters and voters before the event and called out Katko's $1,000 per plate breakfast fundraiser held earlier that morning with California Representative Devin Nunes.
Where your elected official takes the time to listen to you, not because you pay them $1,000 to have breakfast with them, but because it's their job.
Bolter needs 1,250 signatures from registered Democrats by April 2nd to qualify for the ballot. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WIER.org.